having to answer to anyone. We are not supposed to know actually became a religious doctrine. There are certain secrets of the universe that God does not want us to know, this doctrine declared, and to even inquire about such things was blasphemy. This doctrine quickly spread from religion to politics and government. The result? There was a time in your history when certain questions asked at certain times in certain ways could get one's head cut off. Literally. This prohibition against inquiry elevated ignorance to a desirable attribute. It became very wise and very good manners not to ask questions. It became accepted behavior. Indeed, expected behavior. And while the punishment for the offense of impertinent inquiry may not seem quite as severe today as it was in days gone by, there are certain places on your planet where little has changed. Certain totalitarian regimes insist to this very hour that only voices of agreement be heard and that voices of dissent be silenced, sometimes in the most brutal ways. Such barbaric behaviors are justified by proclamations that they are necessary to ensure order. Protests by the international community are met with indignant sniffs. Repressive governments declaring such issues internal matters. Now I tell you this, the essence of love is freedom. Anyone who says they love you and that they are looking out for you will grant you freedom. It is as simple as that. You do not have to look further or deeper for more sophisticated understanding. I've told you before and I will tell you again, there are only two energies at the core of the human experience, love and fear. Love grants freedom, fear takes it away. Love opens up, fear closes down. Love invites full expression, fear punishes it. By this measure you can know whether someone is loving you or fearing you. Do not look to what they say, look to what they do. Love invites you always to break the bonds of ignorance, to ask any question, to seek any answer, to speak any word, to share any thought, to support any system, to worship any God, to live your truth. Love invites you always to live your truth. That's how you can know it is love. I love you. That is why I have come to tell you that ignorance is an illusion. You know everything that there is to know about who you really are, which is the essence of love. There is nothing you have to learn. You need merely remember. You have been told that you cannot know God, and that to even ask about me is an offense against me. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that there is something that I need from you, and if you do not give it to me, you may not return home to oneness with me. That's not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that you are separate from me and that you are separate from each other. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that there is not enough and that you must therefore compete with each other for everything, including me. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that if you do not do what I require in this competition, you will be punished, and that the punishment is condemnation to everlasting torture. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. You have been told that my love for you is conditional, and that if you know and meet my conditions, and all the conditions needed to win the competition for life, then you are superior. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. Finally, you've been told that you do not know that these statements are untrue, and that you can never know, because it is all far too much for you to understand. That is not true. Neither of those statements is true. Now here is the truth. God needs nothing. God cannot fail, and neither can you. Nothing is separate from anything. There is enough. There is nothing you have to do. You will never be judged. You will never be condemned. Love knows no condition. A thing cannot be superior to itself. You already know all of this. Teach these truths to your children. Teach your children that they need nothing exterior to themselves to be happy. No person, place, or thing. And that true happiness is found within. Teach them that they are sufficient unto themselves. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that failure is a fiction, that every trying is a success, and that every effort is what achieves the victory, with the first no less honorable than the last. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that they are deeply connected to all of life, that they are one with all people, and that they are never separate from God. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that they live in a world of magnificent abundance, that there is enough for everyone, and that it is in sharing the most, not in gathering the most, that the most is received. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that there is nothing that they are required to be or to do to be eligible for a life of dignity and fulfillment, that they need not compete with anyone for anything, and that God's blessings are meant for everyone. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly.
Teach your children that they will never be judged, that they need not worry about always getting it right, and that they do not have to change anything or get better to be seen as perfect and beautiful in the eyes of God. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that consequences and punishment are not the same thing, that death does not exist, and that God would never condemn anyone. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that there are no conditions to love, that they need not worry about ever losing your love or God's, and that their own love, unconditionally shared, is the greatest gift they can give to the world. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that being special does not mean being better, that claiming superiority over someone is not seeing them for who they really are, and that there is great healing in acknowledging, mine is not a better way, mine is merely another way. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach your children that there is nothing they cannot do, that the illusion of ignorance can be eradicated from the earth, and that all anyone really needs is to be given back to themselves by being reminded of who they really are. Teach them this, and you will have taught them grandly. Teach these things not with your words, but with your actions, not with discussion, but with demonstration. For it is not what you do that your children will emulate, but how you are that they will become.
Go now and teach these things not only to your children, but to all people and all nations. For all people are your children, and all nations are your home, when you set out on the journey to mastery. This is the journey on which you embarked many centuries and many lifetimes ago. It is the journey for which you have long prepared and that has brought you here to this time and place. This is the journey that calls you more urgently now than ever before, on which you feel yourself proceeding with ever-increasing speed. This is the inevitable outcome of the yearning of your soul. It is the speaking of your heart in the language of your body. It is the expression of divinity within you. And it calls to you now as it has never called before, because you are hearing it now as it was never heard before. It is time to share with the world a glorious vision. It is the vision of all minds that have ever truly searched, of all hearts that have ever truly loved, of all souls that have ever truly felt the oneness of life. Once you have felt this, you can never be satisfied with anything less. Once you have experienced it, you will want nothing but to share it with all those whose lives you touch. For this is the reality, and it stands in spectacular contrast to the illusion. You will be able to experience the reality and to know it because of the illusion, yet you are not the illusion, and the you that you experience within the illusion is not who you really are. You cannot remember who you really are as long as you imagine the illusion to be real. You must understand that the illusion is an illusion, that you created it for purposes very real, but that the illusion itself is not real. This is what you have come here to remember, with more clarity than you have ever remembered it before. The transformation of your world will depend on your remembering. The meaning of the word education is not to put in, but to draw out. All true education is the drawing out from the student of what is already there. The master knows that it is already there and has no need, therefore, to place it there. The master simply endeavors to cause the student to notice that it is there. Teaching is never about helping others to learn, but about helping them to remember. All learning is remembering. All teaching is reminding. All lessons are memories recaptured. It is impossible to teach something new, for there is nothing new to teach. Everything that ever was, is now, and ever shall be, is right now. The soul has access to all of this information. Indeed, the soul is all of this in formation. The soul is the body of God in formation. I am in a constant process of formation. That process has been called evolution, and it is a process that never ends. If you think of God as a process or a being that is finished, you have not correctly remembered what is so. Here is a great secret. God is never finished with anything, including you. God is never finished with you. That is because you are what God is. And since God is not finished with God, God cannot possibly be finished with you. Now here is the divine dichotomy. I have said that everything that ever was, is now, and ever shall be, is right now. I have also said that the process of evolution is never ending, and thus never over. How can both be true? The answer has to do with the nature of time, as you understand it. In truth, there is no such thing as time. There is simply a process which is going on continually in the never-ending moment of now. God is a process. It is not possible for you to understand this within the framework of human logic or the limitations of the human mind. These limitations are self-imposed, and they are self-imposed for a reason. It goes back to the reason for the entire illusion, which has been explained too many times now, and will be explained one more time before this present communication comes to an end. For now, simply know that God is never done godding. The process by which I experience myself is ongoing, never-ending, and instant. The particular aspect of me that is manifesting as human life on earth is even now being transformed. You are, in these present days and times, choosing to play a conscious role in this transformation. Your choice to play that role is demonstrated by this simple act of listening to me now. You would not be doing so without having had an intention at some very deep level to return to awareness. Even if you imagine yourself to be listening to me as a skeptic or a critic, that is just your current imagining. Your underlying purpose in having come to this communication is to bring about a grand remembering. This remembering is what is occurring now all over your world, throughout your human society. It has begun in earnest.
And you